Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. I can't believe it has already been 2 weeks since we opened back up to the public for browsing. Well, 2 weeks for the main branch. But the point is, I am so excited to be able to see so many of you. Again, we're open only for browsing and using the computer lab by appointment. As soon as we open to full operations, I will let you know right away. Now, I know it's only March, but we are already full-blown planning for Summer Reading Club. It is going to be mainly virtual again this year, but we have a lot of fun things planned. So if you have any questions about Summer Reading Club, you can email me at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org or ask us at delawarelibrary.org, and we can get back to you ASAP. I hope you were able to catch last week's episode. It was a discussion with my friend George. We had such a fantastic time talking about graphic novels, as well as other new picture books we were looking forward to reading. So the way that I'm doing this, right, is every other week an interview, and then back to our normal scheduled me just telling you about what my coworkers are reading. So, of course, we have to hear from Mark, and he has today a thriller recommendation.
Hello, my name is Mark Stevens, and I work circulation at the Powell Branch. The book I'd like to recommend to you today is entitled A Simple Plan, and the author is Scott Smith, and I would say this book would be best for adult readers. I am so happy to share this book with you today because I think it is a fantastic page turner that will keep you on the edge of your seat. And Scott Smith does a wonderful job in creating a main character who seems to be the ultimate everyman. I think the author's goal is for the reader to be able to picture themselves in this ordinary person's shoes. This book is one of the most successful thrillers of the last two decades, and you may even have seen the movie based on this book. But I must warn that some readers will find the violence in this book to be too graphic. I usually begin a book review by focusing on the book's plot or characters, but in this case, I'm going to begin by discussing the book's theme, because to me, that was the overwhelming glue that held this book together. Constantly, as I read this book, I kept thinking of two phrases. The first was, "What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." And the second one was, "Money is the root of all evil." Mr. Smith is a master storyteller, and he begins with a deceptive innocence. What could go wrong with three men innocently driving down a lonely country road? Then one of the men's dogs runs into the woods, and when the three track him down, they discover a small plane that has crashed, killing the pilot. As if that isn't enough of a surprise for these three average Joes to deal with, they discover a sack under the pilot's seat that contains $4 million. Hank is the main character, and he could be our next door neighbor. He's a solid, friendly, law-abiding guy, kind of guy that represents the majority of us. His brother and his brother's friend are similarly average guys. They, of course, are in a quandary as to how to handle the shock of all that money. Honesty jumps to their minds first, but then temptation insidiously begins to creep into their thinking. They eventually construct a simple plan that they feel will guarantee them keeping this treasure that has fallen into their laps. Poor Hank. Soon the die is cast and his world begins to shatter. He desperately tries to juggle the lives of his two partners in crime and also his wife. They all must be ultra careful as to what they say and what they do. One thing leads to another until serious lawbreaking occurs, even murder. The need to cover up past actions caused them to do things they normally would never in a million years consider doing. Greed and jealousy take over their lives, and they find themselves needing to rationalize astonishing actions. As you journey through this incredibly tense, complex plot, you might find yourself at first thinking, "Oh, I wouldn't do that," or "Nobody would do something that stupid." But then you realize that what the characters do is, in the final analysis, believable. Because average people do stupid things, react impulsively to shocking surprises, and totally talk themselves into the ends justifying the means. I've given no spoilers here, so all the pleasure of this book awaits you. This book will stick with you. What would you, or at least someone you know, do if presented with these situations? Would this be a once-in-a-lifetime possibility, or the worst mistake a person could possibly make? Boy, this book is really good. It has 400 pages, and I don't think it will take you long to read it. It's available on Libby.
Yikes. Books that reveal the inner workings of human nature are really profound, in my opinion. Sometimes very difficult to read, not to mention scary. I don't want to know the inner workings of my heart. Too often I do. Anyway, so my fault, but I forgot to send out the email for more reviews. So this week's episode is going to be a tad bit shorter than normal. My bad. Sorry. But I would like to encourage you to talk to your friends about what you are reading. I was talking to my coworker, Andrew, while working on the reference desk the other day, and he was telling me about the book, A Very Punchable Face, which he was reading. While telling me about it, he could not stop laughing, which of course made me laugh, and it was an all-around good time. So talk to your friends about what you're reading. You know, connect with them on that level. It's invaluable. So we're going to talk about now what I am reading. I just finished reading My Last Name by Eric Shoemaker. It is independently published, so we don't have a copy of it, but it was given to me. And let me tell you, this story was beautiful. It's only like maybe over 100 pages, but there was so much packed into those 100 pages. I want you to read it so much that the first listener to email me at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org, I will send you my copy of it. So, so good. So, if you want a free book, let me know. What I'm listening to is this book called Pachinko by Min Jin Lee. Oh my word, it is gorgeous. Now, it's slow. It's a little bit slow, but it's one of those books that is so beautifully written, and the plot and the characters are so complex that it's just, it goes fast. It goes fast. It's like 14 hours long, but the writing is just so gorgeous. I don't even, like, I'm over three hours into it, and I was like, what, already? It's really, really good. So, yeah, the writing is just really gorgeous. I put this book on my to-read shelf in 2017 when it was first published, and I just borrowed it on a whim the other day because I was like, I think that's on my to-read list, so I'll guess I'll listen to it. I'm so glad I did. Definitely look it up. So what I'm looking forward to, I'm always curious about what is going on in the health world. I like listening to the podcast, The Genius Life, with Max Lugavir, who wrote a book of the same name a couple years ago. It was a really good book, by the way. Very thought-provoking. You should look that one up, too. We have several copies. He had a guest on his podcast the other day, Dave Asprey, who founded the company Bulletproof Coffee, which I'm going to recommend. It's really delicious. His new book, Fast This Way, is on hold, and I can't wait to read it. I've been fasting for a couple of years and I've seen the personal benefits, but I'm always looking for different ways to do the fasting or different ways to change my diet and all that good stuff. I'm not crazy, but because I love to eat. And if you know my family at all, which I know some of you do, but some of you don't, the women of my family are incredible bakers. Look up Pawpaw Run Farms on Instagram or Facebook. That's PAWPAWRUN. It's my sister-in-law's bread company. Like, her bread is amazing. So amazing. Anyway, look it up. Just be flabbergasted at the beauty of her work and the deliciousness of her bread. Anyway, that was a way rabbit trail. Sorry. The book Fast This Way, I'm really looking forward to it. And if you want to talk about like health issues or you know, food or workouts or whatever, like hit me up. I love talking about that stuff. Anywho, that kind of was much more of a rabbit trail than I normally do, but it's my podcast and I like talking, so that's that. Okay, so that's it for today. It's always nice to hear back from my listeners, so be sure to either leave a review or send me an email. Again, I love to talk about books, so just let me know how I'm doing. This is your host, Annie Pasma. Thanks for listening.